Vishnupad Paramaham Supreme Vajikacharya Stotra Satisfi Shimali Divine Grace Ancient Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramaham Supreme Vajikacharya Stotra Satisfi Shimali Divine Grace Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Ananta Bodhi Vaishnavini Ki Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Vem Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pavinitya Ananda Shri Abhaita Gadadha Shivashadi Gaur Bhakti Vini Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gokupna Sham Kun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Mathura Dham Ki Navadvip Dham Ki Jagannathpuri Dham Ki Ganga Mayi Ki Jamuna Mayi Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Samaveda Bhakti Vini Ki If I go to feminine Ki All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the Lord's feet of Shri Guru and Guranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
So in this auspicious period, period of Kartik, when Lord Damodar displays his pastimes with his mother, Mother Yashoda, it's also very, very, very auspicious in that for devotees, whatever we do in service to devotees, in service to Guru, in service to Krishna, it's the spiritual credits that you get from it is multiplied several times. So it's a time to take advantage of this period. Some people take vrat, they take special vows to do something extra in service. There is no set rules for whatever extra you want to do as long as it's connected with the voice of service. You can take any vrat. It's also very helpful because then you're showing the transcendental system that you are also hungry to get to be a better devotee. And so, whichever vrata, if you haven't taken a vrata, now it's time to actually think about it and take advantage of this period and do something extra in service to Sri Sri Radha Krishna, to Guru and to the devotees. So, since whatever we do is multiplied several times, I thought it better, prayed about it, my Guru Maharaj, and for today I want to read from the next level of instruction, the next level of instruction is Shloka number 3. So I have it open here on the computer, and next level of instruction, Shloka 3, so we'll do the typical style. So please repeat. Utsahan
Utsahan
Nishchayan
Nishchayan
Bhayat
Bhayat
Tat
Tat
Karma
Karma
Pravatana
Pravatana
Sangha
Sangha
Tyaga
Tyaga
Sato
Sato
Vritti Sadvir
Bhakti
Prasidyati
Prasidyati
Please repeat. Utsaham
by
enthusiasm.
By enthusiasm.
Nishchaya.
Nishchaya.
By confidence.
By confidence.
Dhairya.
Dhairya.
By patience.
By patience.
Tat tat karma.
Tat tat karma.
Various activities favorable for devotional service.
Various activities favorable for devotional service.
Pravartana.
Pravartana.
By performing.
By performing.
Sangha tyaga.
Sangha-tyaga.
By giving up the association of non-devotees.
By giving up the association of non-devotees.
Sata.
Sata.
Of the great previous acharyas.
Of the great previous acharyas.
Vite.
Vite.
By following in the footsteps.
By following in the footsteps.
Sadvi.
Sadvi.
By these six.
By these six.
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Devotional service.
Devotional service.
Prasidyati.
Prasidyati.
Advances or becomes successful.
Advances or becomes successful.
Translation by His Divine Grace Asia Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. One, being enthusiastic. Two, endeavoring with confidence. Three, being patient. Four, acting according to regulative principles such as Shravanam, Ketanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna. Five, abandoning the association of non-devotees. And six, following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service. Please repeat. There are six principles.
There are six principles.
Favorable to the execution.
Favorable to the execution.
Of pure devotional service.
Of pure devotional service.
Being enthusiastic.
Being enthusiastic.
Endeavoring with confidence.
Endeavoring with confidence.
Being patient.
Being patient.
Acting according to regulative principles.
Acting according to regulative principles.
Such as Shravanam, Ketanam, Vishnu, Smaranam.
Such as Shravanam, Ketanam, Vishnu, Smaranam.
Hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna.
Hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna.
Abandoning the association of non-devotees.
Abandoning the association of non-devotees.
And following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas.
And following in the footsteps of previous acharyas.
These six principles.
These six principles.
Undoubtedly assure the complete success.
Undoubtedly assure the complete success.
Of pure devotional service.
Of pure devotional service.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Nectar of Instruction has 11 verses. And it's a whole book of 11 verses. So you can imagine how much Srila Prabhupada wrote for each text. So I'm going to read the purport up to a point, because it's very long. So the text, again, translation, there are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. Being enthusiastic, endeavoring with confidence, being patient, acting according to regulated principles such as Shravanam, Ketanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, or hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna, abandoning the association of non-devotees, and following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Devotional service is not a matter of sentimental speculation or imaginative ecstasy. Its substance is practical activity. Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11 has defined devotional service as follows. Anya bilasita sunyam jnana karmade anavritam anikunyena krishnanu jiranam bhaktir uttama. Uttama bhakti, or unalloyed devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, involves the rendering of devotional service in a way that is favorable to the Lord. This devotional service should be free from any extraneous motive and devoid of fruited karma, impersonal jnana, and all other selfish desires. Om Agnihatu Brahmasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Chakshu Immulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhisam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadabhayam Dadati Swapanantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamala Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupa Sagarjata Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Sansajivam Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana, Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Deva, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahakana Lalita, Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate, Gopesha Gopikanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vishavanu Sute Devi, Karamani Hari Piye, Vancha Kalpa Dhruvyasya, Vipasinu Vehe Vaja, Pratitana Mahanevyo, Vaishnavyo, Nama. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivachari Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimadi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamami. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirveshesya Sunyavadi Paschatya Desacharini. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Primapadaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namo Durakishena Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himyabhaya Vigrahaya Vishunyaya Tasmi Mahapremarasvaraya Vitanichandaya Namo Namaste Vitanichandaya Namo Namaste Vitanichandaya Namo Namaste Vitanichandaya Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. The reason is there are six principles. This is a translation. Favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. Number one, being enthusiastic. That's why I repeated it. Number one, being enthusiastic. Enthusiasm lives in the spiritual world, in everybody in the spiritual world. We are excited all of the time. Of course, we don't have any worries. That's good for them, right? We are in Kunta. There's some worries. Even if you don't want worry, sometimes it comes. That's the way it is here. But we're here for a short while. Very short while. Kali Yuga is short life span, 100 years, less than that. So, we will be leaving. But, as Srila Rupa Goswami, instructed by Lord Chaitanya, this nectar of instruction is actually from Lord Chaitanya. Through Rupa Goswami, to us. This is the instruction that he gave to the Rupa Goswami, took time with him in Prayag and instructed him. And Sri Rupa Goswami, after the instruction, Lord Chaitanya told him, you write. So, what we're hearing is actually what Lord Chaitanya wants us to do. Ultimately, it's God himself. We have to be enthusiastic. His life in Navadvip was all enthusiasm, the whole time, when he was chanting out in the street, getting everybody involved, giving Krishna prema freely. So, it's very, very, very important that at all times, especially when we're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, that we say it with such confidence, because it has been given to us free of charge. There is no preparation in order to chant the mantra. You can chant it anywhere, at any time. If you compare the way in which devotional service was to be performed in the other ages, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, in order to get any spiritual credits, you go through quite a bit of preparation. In Satya Yuga, the lifetime was 100,000 years. 60,000 of those years, we had to sit in meditation. that long, 60,000 years of meditation, and you don't sit. There's a posture that you have to be in, and the mind has to be free. Of course, at that time there was not too much distraction, negative distraction wasn't there. Still, it was long though, 60,000 years. In Treta Yuga, you had to perform sacrifice. And not just any little thing you put out here and then a few oranges here. And there. Are you kidding? You have to spend money on precious metals and get Brahmins who know how to chant the mantras and chant it correctly. No mistakes in words and the sounds and all of that. Not many people could do it. Only the very wealthy people could put such ideas together. In Dwapara Yuga, well, we do a little bit of it. Dwapara Yuga is being worshipped, but not the ones that are accepted. But you know, you could go in the tide there, you don't even have to go through an abhishek for them, and they do a whole breaking in of them to be accepted. Go in the tide like that. You just put clothes on, nice clothes on, go in the tide and worship. You can, just like that. Not in Dwapara Yuga, no. The deities have to be dressed very, very, very lavishly. Everything costs a lot of money. So people who didn't have money, they were automatically out. You can just watch, you know, and get some little credit from it. But those who are well off could do it. And it involved a lot of preparation. But in Kali Yuga,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
No preparation. Open your mouth, chant. The holy name has been given freely. That's why in that prayer from Kirtana Chandramita, the last one, the third line, Tasmi Mahaprema Ras Pradaya. Lord Chaitanya, distributing Krishna Prema freely. That's what it means. So then we offer obeisances to you. Moonlight face, Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. So, we need to understand that what it takes in other ages, so much preparation, that spiritual benefit is now coming to us very freely. Just accept the mantra and use it. Say it. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. And then we have the Kati period. The Lord, not through our permission, not through our anything that we've done, but through His causeless mercy, says, in this period, whatever you perform in service, you've got so many more, and this is 100, sometimes 1,000, depending on the details about that, times the credit. So when we hear like this, that's why hearing is so important. When we hear, it's time to take advantage of it. In other words, we can be purified quickly too. Even that's there. Purification even comes more quickly. So, I remember one sannyasin ISKCON, his name is Dhanuda Swami, and he gave a lecture in Giranagri during Kartik time. And he said, Krishna consciousness is on seal during Kartik. Not much you have to do, so many credits are there. Whatever little, take advantage of it. So, Krishna consciousness or pure devotional service is as Lord Chaitanya has told Rupa Goswami, and he's said it here, six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. So pure devotional service is something you do, which means it's part of our lifestyle. It really is our lifestyle. Then we have material life that we add to it. The material life is only necessary because we have material bodies and we live in material homes. If we didn't have material bodies, we would not be involved in anything material. So it's become a necessity. Those who are in the spiritual world don't do anything material. because nothing material is there. But those of us who are here, who have these material bodies that we have to take care of, because that's the only means through which we perform devotional service. That's what we can't perform devotional service directly with our souls. We can't. It's a physical body that does all of that. Therefore, if we take that seriously, keep it in good health, then we can perform devotional service. So other people try to keep their bodies in good shape because they want to look good and be healthy. But we keep our bodies in good shape because we want to use it to serve as possible, as much as possible, as in good quality as possible. That is the reason. So ours is for service. But theirs is for sense gratification. That's the difference. So, Sri Prabhupada said, we are responsible for keeping our bodies healthy. Now, to execute pure devotion service, six principles. Being enthusiastic, endeavoring with confidence. So, it's already been said in the text before, if we over-endeavor for material things, that's not good. To over-endeavor for material things. Live within your means. Live within your means. But you can endeavor for spiritual things. That you should do. Endeavoring for spiritual things. A lot of that was done by Srila Prabhupada's disciples when they first came. They took a lot of risk. Malati Prabhu with a daughter, with a small child, and I'm not talking about practically a baby, traveled from the United States to Britain to open a temple there. No home, no place to go to, still went because the spiritual master asked them to go. Now, that's faith. They believed in Srila Prabhupada so much that they took that risk, and they loved him so much because he was so kind to them. So they took the risk, and they went. And at some point, she was living in a cardboard box. She can tell you the story herself. But they kept the faith. And they kept chanting. And the doors finally opened for them. After endeavoring. But they were confident that if Srila Prabhupada has asked us to do this, then Krishna wants us to do this. Krishna's pure devotee has asked us to do this. We will do it. Come what may. And the attitude was, whatever happens, we'll put in the endeavor, whatever happens. Because Krishna is always responsible for the results. He's already said it. We just perform, and then he's responsible for results. In other words, he takes you to whatever level, in whatever situation he wants. So we are his servants. So they served like that. They got a long story short. They wound up meeting members of the most popular band in the whole world, the Beatles. How many of us, you can try all you want, there's all kinds of obstacles will be in your way to meet even one member of them. They met the Beatles. And then, to their shock, the Beatles, some of the members, especially George Harrison, believe that, were asking them, where have you been? How many devotees have you been? We've been looking for you. Now, if this is not Krishna's hand, I don't know what else. So much so, and that Mother Malati herself, she's a musician, she sings nicely, she sings very devotionally. And I'll tell you one story and I'll come back to this. It's still Mother Malati herself. She came to Washington, D.C., first time we saw her. I was a bhakta, quite a number, yeah. And she had, I want to talk about it, anyway,
you
see that?
How was learning the year, 94?
Okay, so, playing harmonium. Harmonium, and she's just playing chords, not this complicated stuff, just playing chords, three notes at a time, two notes at a time, and singing. And there are quite a number of us who were musicians. I wasn't the only one. Ramadas was there, he's a saxophone player, and we're all sitting, and she's singing the Hare Krishna mantra, and playing chords, and something was going on inside everybody. And it's like, we couldn't believe it. You know, and so it's like almost like without communicating any words, we're trying to look at each other and it's like this, like we knew, you feel what I'm feeling? That's exactly how we're communicating. Are you feeling what I'm feeling? Because most of us were on the verge of tears. We couldn't believe it. That is Shakti. The same devotee that started Krishna consciousness in Britain, she came and she started singing. And anyway, there was one story that she said, and I'll tell her, and then we'll come back to this. So, one story she said, when they met the Beatles, and the Beatles found out that they could sing well, of course they had all the access to recording studios, you know, they were popular the whole world over anyway. And so George Harrison especially, who became a devotee, Sri Prabhupada asked George Harrison to keep his hair the way Beatles keep in long hair. Because he shaved his hair and had a sitka and everything. He was just going to be a full-time devotee. Right? And Sri Prabhupada says, I understand your humility, but you are also a public figure, a royal figure. And they've seen you like this already in the band. So just stay like that. If your heart is in Krishna consciousness, that's fine. Okay. Now, so the devotees form a small band. Mother Marathi singing, playing harmonium, a few others joined them. And there was a very popular band that also was trying, Beatles were more popular than them. They were also trying, you know, making waves in Britain, and the, you know, records are coming out. And the Beatles had control. The managers said that that band should play first, like a warm-up. When there's a performance, there's another band that comes that is not so well-known, but they'll do a warm-up. And that the devotees were going to be the main act. So Mother Marathi, and some of you may not understand what this means in music, right? The main, even in other sports too, they'll do a band before. You just warm up and get the people ready, and then the main thing will come. So the main thing was the devotees singing. And this band, the band members were very upset. And they're going, these people that just play harmonium and sing, and we have to play before them? They were figuring that, you know, they were bigger than the monarchy and a few devotees singing. And the management told them, it's going to be like this, or you're not going to get to perform at all. So, the monarchy, after mentioning Beatles, they became the main act. And popular bands in Britain were now playing to warm the audience up before Mother Marathi. Mother Marathi can sing well, though. There's no question about it. We've got our hearts to sing well. So this happened. Now, it's all from endeavoring with confidence. They went to Britain and endeavored. It was very difficult at first. You know, Britain is also cold. It's cloudy. There's not much sun there. We're still in that situation. The Prabhupada made a comment about it. We won't even get into that. So, the next point, being patient. Being patient. Life these days that we are being told to lead, or being, in a sense, forced to lead, is life of impatience. Everything we want quickly, right? The new computer that comes out is faster than the old one. So they are already programming us to want to get things quickly. This one is better, this one is better, this one is better. And usually, better means it's faster. You can do some extra things, but it's also fast. You can see when you drive on the road, quite a few people drive, quite a lot of people drive without much patience. Yet, patience is more to goodness. And impatience is more to passion. The opposite. The devotees are supposed to act in the mode of goodness. Therefore, it is important to understand that Krishna consciousness is a process by which we all grow. But we have to be patient. We all grow. Don't think we don't. Even if somebody has faults, the faults are coming up because it's like the analogy that's given is you want to sweep a room because you want to make it clean. So when you take a broom and you start sweeping, what happens? All the dust comes up. You're supposed to clean it, but initially the dust comes up and it's all over the place. And after a while of sweeping, you can gather them in one place and then remove it. So when the dust comes up and things are messy, Yeah, you will see it as mercy. And you can think of it as mercy. But you also have to think that there is a reason. There is a sweeping process going on. You may not be the one sweeping. The transcendental system is sweeping. Because when devotees are put together, just like we are now, situations come up because Krishna wants to purify all of us. And so some situations come up, sometimes they're quite disturbing, but it is for us devotees to work with each other. And as my spiritual master puts it, he puts it very bluntly, he says sometimes Krishna arranges one person and another person, and the issue comes before them to deal with it so that they can grow. And I've seen this over a number of years, you will see it happen. Sometimes you're involved in it, and we'll all be involved in it. I was in a big one in Gidanagri, and before me there was another person that said he was involved in the big one, but we all learn lessons from it. I learn a lesson, those who are involved, they also learn lessons. And then, when as time passes, you realize that everybody has grown from it. There's some things that you used to do, they realize it's not good. They don't do it anymore, which means they become better. Which means they have become better. And then, so this goes on, this goes on. We have to keep endeavoring with confidence and being patient because, as Radha Govinda Maharaj put it, everybody that says yes to Krishna is going back to the spiritual world. Everybody. If you're favorable to Krishna consciousness, you are going back to the spiritual world. The only thing that's in it is when you get to go. It's a question of when, not whether you go. Because sometimes I've heard some people go in the spiritual world, Krishna will pull them kicking and screaming back to the spiritual world. Sometimes the opportunity is there to go and we don't want to take it. So then Krishna arranges something to push us to take it. That's what I meant by kicking and screaming going back to the spiritual world. Because we're not taking things seriously. The problem is the United States. The problem is so many things are available in the United States compared to so many other countries that Maya has an easy time saying, but this is all here, and that's all here, and you have this, and you can do this, you can do this. Why worry? Come look at other people. They don't have half what you have. So you're okay. Maya is convincing you you're okay. But listen to the press. Listen to the news. Do you know what California is going through now? You guys know? Hundreds of people are missing. Some people are dead. Some people have seen, they've run away from their homes and turned around from their hotels, watched TV to see their homes burning. I'm not kidding you. I heard this in National Public Radio. A family just watched their home go down. $1 million homes. So if it's not happening here, it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It seems like, you know, a no-brainer. It doesn't mean it doesn't happen because it comes in the news. But it also means something can happen to us. It may not be fire. Something can happen in all parts of this world. Therefore, it's no place to feel comfortable. So no matter what you have, if you say, well, I'm okay, you can say I'm blessed. Yes, Krishna blesses with these things. If you use it in service, wonderful. But to say you're okay, there's something wrong with your mind then. If I say I'm okay, something is wrong with my mind. Because situations that are disturbing come at any time. Any time. Las Vegas has been through what they thought they were having a wonderful, what? Concert. Country music. Then they heard some sound. Oh, it must be firecrackers. Until people started dropping like flies. No, it's not firecrackers. So we have the three bothersome things for all of us. The kleshas. Adiatrika, Adivotrika, it goes on and on and on and on. Disturbance from other living entities. Just trying to live now. We're not even talking about the ones that are causing problems. But even people are trying, other entities trying to live, sometimes we go through trouble. Germs are trying to live, and then they're making us sick. But it is trying to live. They don't want to make us sick. Still, we go through difficulties because of their lifestyle. The lion is in the jungle. It wants to eat. The poor deer has to run away because the lion is coming after him. Does the lion really want to kill the deer? No, the lion is hungry. They go hunting because they are hungry. And this is true, because when they are satisfied, they don't go hunting. They just lie, you know, take it easy. In packs, then they get hungry, all right, let's go find food. But food means some other animal that's not as strong as them is going to die. And that's life. So when we are in this situation, and fortunate to be in this type of body, and even more fortunate to be in contact with Krishna consciousness, we should take it very, 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 very seriously. This, practically every sadhu that's in ISKCON talking about it, says we have to take this very seriously. So, the other point is giving up the association of non-devotees. So, giving up the association of non-devotees. We go to work, and for some of us, most of us, the people that we associate with at work are non-devotees. It's a necessity. It's good, you know, living, we said earlier, having a physical body and living life is based on the physical body, so you have to do whatever you have to do to be able to keep the physical body going in terms of working and whatever work that you have, because you need the paycheck, you need the money in order to pay for the things that you live with and your family lives with. That's understandable. Now, when it comes to your quality time, that should be spent with devotees. In fact, in Baltimore, we're talking about it, your best friends have to be devotees. Your best friends have to be devotees. If you're or at the very least, somebody who is, you know, open to Krishna consciousness. But your best friends have to be devotees. Why? Devotees are the ones that understand your lifestyle. You don't have to explain anything to them. That's one. Second, and we don't think about this very much, we're all going to leave our bodies. These bodies are not staying with us. Different times we will. When the time comes to leave the body, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, one who leaves the body thinking about me comes to me. Now, in the death process, it's quite serious. The body is shutting down. There's a lot of pain, and there's a lot of confusion also. That's been explained. A lot of pain and a lot of confusion. And the senses shut down. The senses shut down. So, so the senses shut down. The one that's the last to shut down is a sense of hearing. The ears don't shut down. As a matter of fact, when we sleep, somebody's sleeping, you can just call their name loud enough a number of times and wake them up. So if you can do that, it means the ears are still working, even though when they're sleeping. The eyes are obviously closed. You put a picture of yourself in front of them, say, I'm the one here. Put a picture out, they're not going to wake up. Man, we don't even want to get ridiculous talking about these things. But the sense of hearing, that's always working. Therefore, when it comes to that point where the person is making a transition, leaving the body, the sense of hearing is the one that's more active. And it couldn't be better, because all you have to do is hear the name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Simple question to all of you. Who is going to chant for you to hear? Devotees or non-devotees? Your best friend better be a devotee. That's the whole point you're making here. Your best friend better be a devotee, because the best friend is the one that when they hear that you're leaving, they're going to stop whatever they're doing, wherever they are, and they'll come where you are. And if that person is devotee, you don't have to tell them anything. They know the chant. They know. I've seen a number of my God family members leaving, and every time a devotee got there, the first thing they did, chant. They may be family members there and they're crying. The Buddhists aren't crying. They chant you because they know your soul needs to hear that. So the smart thing to do is to have practically all your friends devotees. That's why it's here, association, avoiding association of non-devotees. They may mean well, but they don't live our lifestyle, and they certainly can't help us with transition, in our transition, leaving the way devotees can. So it's very, 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 very important. So, also, follow the examples, follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. Now, this is a little bit sensitive. What it means, and quite a few sannyasis have preached on this, I remember, Viaichi, they call it Viaichi Vidanagri, the new temple. We hadn't even gone to the new temple yet, which was before 2001. Patisati Prabhu, who is now Patisati Swami, preached on this. Following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas means taking their instructions. What they tell you to do, you do. When they tell you to do something and they're doing it themselves, you watch what they do, you follow. Not all the acharyas' activities are activities that we can do. Those from the spiritual world are connected with the spiritual world, and some things they do, we cannot do. But Guru says, chant Hare Krishna, so you chant Hare Krishna. Guru says, do this service, do this other service. They will give you services that you can do. Even if he challenges you, it is possible to do it. So their instructions, as a matter of fact, another thing means the same thing. Another point, taking the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee also means taking the instructions. Not physical dust, taking the instructions, same thing. It also means taking the instructions. So, following the footsteps of the pure devotees. Very, very, very important thing to do. So, that's all of them. Being enthusiastic, endeavoring with confidence, being patient, acting according to the regulative principles. We didn't talk about that one. Acting according to regulative principles, and these are the 9 principles. Hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, offering obeisance, praying, being Krishna's servant, and what else? Being Krishna's servant, being Krishna's... That really means it's rendering everything. Yeah. So, when we surrender everything, let's talk about Atmanivedana. When you surrender everything to Krishna, then you're all for Krishna. And if you're all for Krishna, Krishna says, Ye yatamam prapadyante tam sachava vajami aham. To the extent that we surrender, he rewards accordingly. So if we surrender everything, then Krishna will also reward us fully. So that everything is going for serving him, then a reward comes to us 100%. Now, we don't know what 100% means, but he knows what 100% means. So if we surrender, the extent to which we surrender, then he rewards accordingly. Srila Prabhupada said, if we have an issue, a material issue, and that material issue puts us in anxiety, we are not devotees. Now, say it again. If you have a material issue that puts you in anxiety, Srila Prabhupada says, you are not a devotee. Srila Prabhupada has ways of putting things. So let's explain what it means. If one has material anxiety, the understanding we all should have is, it doesn't take material solutions for material problems. That's what non-devotees think. That is what non-devotees think. That when you have a material problem and put your anxiety, you find a material way to solve it. Devotees are supposed to not only understand this, but apply this principle that when there is a material problem, it is solved spiritually. It is solved spiritually. Let's just talk about one example, which is traumatic practically for everybody, if it happens. Sometimes it does happen. For example, and I don't wish this on anyone, you lose your job. You lose your job. In America, that's extremely serious. So for a while, no money is coming in. And you have bills to pay. And I will even stretch it. What do you do? You can look for more jobs, sure. That's just a practical thing to do. But everybody that's lost a job has more time on their hands than they used to have. Right? When you're taking time, you're working. Now you have more time. Yeah, some anxiety may be there, but that's the time to serve Krishna even more. That's the time to serve Krishna even more. I will reveal something to you. And not many people know it, but my family knows this. From January 2017 to August 2017, I was not working. Did you know that? You look like I was crying. You're surprised, right? I was not working. I was not working for 8 months of 2017. They'll tell you in the house, so much more service came. A lot of service came. Things that I wasn't doing, I started doing that. The family joined, and so it helped a lot. Now, part of the reason is, I've seen this happen so many times. When you've been in this process a long time, you can easily, you know, put your mind back to somebody who has been through a similar thing and what happened. But you are the first to find out. 8 months in 2017, I wasn't working. That was about 7 months, 7.5 months, we would say. Right? And then I was still applying for jobs and still working. Did the bills get paid? Yes, they got paid. And that also has to do with Maharaj Yudhisthira and his conversation with Dharmaraj. See, Mahabharata. Who is the happiest person? Remember that question was asked of him? Anyone remember how he answered it? If you don't, I'll tell you, but remember how he answered it? The happiest person? The one who does not have much debt. The less debt you have, the happier you are. It turned out that was the time that I had the lowest debt. So it didn't affect me as badly as it could have. So we went through the whole thing, but I have time, did a lot of service, did a lot of reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, some of you know that I started doing this story about network instruction. Well, now I have a job, so I don't have much time to do it. That's what's happening. I want to do it so badly, but I don't have much time to do it. So all kinds of things. We help the buddies that way, put it on WhatsApp, read, memorize. This is all going on. Now, I'm not a pure devotee. I'm not even advanced. But the thing is, the process is there. Take it and use it. The more time you have, the more you put in the service. And then the solution came. I was just reading my email, and all of a sudden there's an email from Penn State. The Penn State University. The email says, are you still interested in the job opportunity? This is how they put it. Are you still interested? Now, it was almost time. I already told you the first 7 months. So if you just, you know when school reopens. July is gone. August is when school reopens. In August, early, I'm receiving this email. Are you still interested?
So it's 10 days before.
14th. Huh. So that's 4th August. That's still August. So I said, yeah, I am interested. I didn't know what it meant. So they arranged for an interview. This is Penn State Hazleton, about 1.5 hours from where we live, one of their campuses. So I went there, they treated me very nicely. We slept in the hotel the day before, and then the next day, a long set of things were interviewed, showed me around the school and so on. It's a small school, not as big as the one in State College. And cut a long story short, whatever they asked me in the interview, I answered it to the best of my ability. And 2 days later, they called me and said, okay, we want to talk to your references. They talked to references. And they said, the references told me, this is the director of academic affairs, told me that The school that you were before, which is Indiana University, they're very happy with you. As a matter of fact, they didn't even want you to go. There's a whole story about one thing, how I did not teach in the spring semester. Anyway, so we discussed salary and everything, and then there's a question of coming in. Now, when I went for the interview, that evening, the next day, they had me go the day before, stay in the hotel. Two professors came to take me for dinner. And that's when I found out why they said, "Are you still interested?" And because one of them was the panel for interviewing, you know, the professors do this kind of thing. And in the middle of dinner, he says, "This is really surprising. I mean, two people, we've offered them positions, and they both backed off. They both backed off." So obviously that was Krishna's mercy, because I was not the first choice. I was not even the second choice. There's two people were offered position. The first person offered position, they backed off. Second person backed off. And so it was getting close to school time and they needed somebody. So I was the other one. They said, "Are you interested?" Then I went. So that's how I wound up getting, it's actually more detailed than this. I'm just telling you the short version of this. So I found out later on that I was supposed to teach chemistry. It was a chemistry position. And the job was very challenging because the chemistry building was under renovation. They hadn't finished. So part of the experiments were going to be done in a trailer, and another one was supposed to be done online. And if you don't know how to do teach chemistry lab online, you're going to have all kinds of trouble. So those guys ran away. Really wasn't amounted to. It wasn't your simple thing, you know, everything is set and you just go in there and prepare and teach. So you needed somebody who can actually take up the challenge. So the first two went away. Now, so I wound up getting it. But between that time, when I wasn't working for a whole semester, we did as much service as we could at home. We took advantage of it. So when that is done, material problems come, and you in fact use the time for more spiritual things. You can still try to solve it, but more spiritual things, that's when you get the most from it. There is so much of an advantage to it. When you teach, so right now I'm at Penn State, which is number one university in Pennsylvania. I'm a chemistry professor at Penn State, right? And when you're there and you're working, your children get 75% off tuition. So you can imagine the break that Rinda is going to get.
That's his concern.
3/4 off tuition. I'm just saying this to tell you, this is how kind Krishna is. Yeah. If you just resort, rather than sitting and crying, "Why don't I have a job?" Do more service. Just do more service. That's all it takes. Then Krishna's own time, it turns things around. So now, she has freedom. That one also decides to go to Penn State again. Not to mention the fact that the salary is higher than what I used to be. All of that just for doing service.
The thing is, he has to continue teaching and working
there.
That's the
thing. I have to find a way to still go back to this whole thing out there. Right? So that's what happens. When you've seen it so many times, I've seen it so many times. That's why nobody realized that I was even concerned that that was the situation I was dealing with. You stop worrying. You really stop worrying. See, Papa says, if you worry about material things, you're not even a devotee. In other words, you don't have enough faith in Krishna. You need to go to Krishna. You need to go to Krishna. When trouble happens, you go to Krishna. Not Krishna save me, Krishna. Do more service for Krishna. That's all. He said, "Namaya Bhakta Panasiji, my devotee is not going to perish." But obviously I didn't perish. I've been smiling and singing all this time. You guys knew I didn't have a job. And now we just continue. We're just continuing. It is really true. So many things, you know, Prabhupada said, when it happens to you, then you realize the importance of the statements that Prabhupada made. So I was fortunate because I've seen people go through this and bounce back, and all they did was do more service. That's all. My god brother got stabbed in the back, Kubera, and work. Somebody who, I don't know the kind of people he was dealing with, but he was counseling people who had drug problems and something, you know, this mentally deranged person, they stabbed him in the back. And after a while, his health went down from that, you know, from that situation. But you wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
He was so enthusiastic. He was so encouraging. Every time, I mean, it got to the point where he couldn't even speak properly.
Mm-hmm.
And his one Mataji, who's also left the body, like our sister Prema, was around him quite a bit. So she learned what he meant by the sounds that he was making. Dattaka Swami, who's also in the same situation, is a devotee who's learned the sounds that he makes. He's not speaking properly now, and interprets. But Kuvera kept his enthusiasm so high. He was already, at the time before this problem happened to him, he was very enthusiastic. He was one of those that would dance, and everybody's finished Niketan, and everybody's tired. My spiritual master is going, and him and Jagannath Pandit are the only two left that are trying to dance. Everybody else is tired. We used to dance so much as that. But he was very enthusiastic. Never criticized anybody. Not once. And he suffered this problem. He was quite young. Somebody's less than 40 years old. And so it got to the point, one time he came to Giranagri, and I was giving away CDs of my Guru Maharaj's lecture. And it was actually not a lecture, that's a beggar one, poems. Yeah. And I made it and I gave him a copy. He smiled at me and said,
How
much? Yeah, exactly, he got it. He got it out of the bed. You know, that's how bad his language was at that point. But you have to see how he's moving his hands. How much? And I looked and I said, next door of instruction says we have to give gifts. Why are you asking me for money? So then he backed off. Mm-hmm. I intended to give it to him free. He left his body. Rana Maharaj had in his funeral activities, he was the one that spoke. Kuvera is in the spiritual world now.
Yes.
He is in Guru Vrindavan. The spiritual masters connect. So some of you who may not know this, when a devotee who is initiated leaves the body, the spiritual master goes with that devotee. The spiritual masters have that ability. That's why I said you don't treat them as ordinary, because they're not. They go with that person to meet Krishna. The spiritual master is the defense attorney. That's how I like to put it. The defense attorney. Whatever things that they've done, the good things, no problem. But the sometimes ones that are challenging some of our lower nature, some of the bad things that we did, the spiritual master has to plead the case for his disciple that Krishna, please allow him back to spiritual world. But so the spiritual master himself has to be pleased with our activities for him to even say that. So that's what spiritual masters do. They connect with the disciple who is leaving the body, go back. And so when that happens, usually, if the person is made it back to the spiritual world, they don't really broadcast it to everybody. In the case of Kuvera, they did. But some people would get to know that where he made it back to the spiritual world. Mother Kalini, for example.
Uh-huh.
And when he went back to the spiritual world, she went back. Not only did we hear she went back to the spiritual world, but actually you know what service she does in the spiritual world. What does she do? She milks Surabhi cows. With Krishna.
Wow.
Yeah. So
the reason because in Ketanagri she served the cow from 1974, and when we were living in Ketanagri, we get a lot of bad winter storms in this area. So and her service, and she was completely sold out to Prabhupada. She's a Prabhupada disciple, and she would wake up in the morning. She would come from the
wake up
in the morning.
When?
3 o'clock.
Okay. You need to understand
about
2:30. She wakes up. She goes to the barn first to milk the cow.
Before
she comes.
And then she'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
She'll take a bath.
Mm-hmm.
She'll come on the altar.
Yeah.
And then she'll dress.
Jagannath.
45 minutes. And then she'll go and cook the breakfast offering in 45 minutes.
It's 7:30.
Full preps. In time for the offering, and then that's how she functioned. And when we used to have such bad ice storms, and when the cold farm was covered with ice, this woman would take two buckets
and wear her boots
and wear her boots and slide from the temple building to the kusha.
It didn't matter what kind of weather, she would milk the cows anyway.
She was that anyway. Dedicated. She would literally hold the two bigger just and fill it up. So there's weight in the buckets.
Mm-hmm.
She'll slide with the slide with her boots.
I don't know how she did it.
I don't know how she did it.
Well, from, I'm the same I mean, thing.
Till today, nobody can figure it out. From the temple building to the goshal.
Mm.
And come back with two full buckets of milk sliding.
So the temple where right now the temple is, right?
Old temple.
Yeah,
at the time temple. We didn't have the new temple.
The Prasadam Hall was
the
old.
Prasadam Hall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Was the temple.
Old.
From there.
Okay.
She did it up until, I think, 4 or 5 years before she passed away.
Mm.
So when she passed away, in fact, the week before she passed away, she loves cows. So they brought one of her favorite cows into her room.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the cow licked her.
Wow.
And she patted the cow. So the day she left on September 3rd, Sahasrara Maharaja said, Mother Kalini is milking cows in Goloka Vrindavan.
Yeah.
Because that was what she did in Gitanadi. For 40 years.
And there are devotees, Madan Rani also left her body.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a vision from one of the devotees who told me that he saw Madan Rani chasing little Krishna. Chasing little Krishna.
That's a pastime also,
yeah.
Why she did that. Because Madan Rani, when she was...
This is all real now. We're not even talking about it here. This is actually the word. If you look here, then we know.
She was about 15, 20 years older than my spiritual master.
Mm-hmm.
So when she took shiksha of him, she was already like 65 when she took initiation. So to her, time is ticking. I can leave my body at any time, so let me take it seriously. So she would whip us. You're late on Mangalarati. Why are you not late? So she would give us to, she was like our attendance book. Every morning, every evening, every class, anything. You didn't come. Why you did not come? I must bring my cane. And she had a cane. And she took the cane. I'm going
to. You never hit anybody.
But she won't hit, but she would raise it. So she was always whipping us. So that's why they said that she was whipping, she's going behind Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. Because that's what she did.
That was
a
Leela, huh?
Yeah, yeah, he's part of it now. He's part of Mother Kalini's milking cow. I don't know what Kuvera is doing that, but we weren't told.
Dancing, because he always danced.
Oh, yeah.
So
see, we get a lot of this in the Shastra, but it is also real. As a matter of fact, the comment was made that what's going on in ISKCON now will be the continuation of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes.
This will be the continuation, what's happening now. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita is a life of the devotees, of the pure devotees of the Lord. And some of them were not pure, and what happened to them, you know, all of that. So this will continue, this will be written. This will be joined to what is being written now, will be part of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is all part of Lord Chaitanya's mission. It's kind of Lord Chaitanya's mission. Okay. To the Prabhupada's head. But this is, am I talking to you? We're going to stop because this has come to a conversation. Yeah, but it's very real. It's very real. So if we take this seriously, all these people we're talking about, they're among us. They had faults. They had to work on their faults. They all have faults. We know some of it. Especially we're all living together. So we know. Something we're not going to mention because that's not the thing to do. But don't think, we're saying that so that we don't think that, well, they may be purer than me and I have fault. No, we're all like that. We had to deal with our issues. We all had issues and we helped work through our issues. Sisi Aradamana was very, very, very kind to us to expose our issues so we can work through them. And if you're not willing to work through them, then you're going to have a very hard time of getting hungry because you have, if you stay there, you have to go to purification. That
but
was the mercy
actually,
of the devotees.
Anybody who says yes to Krishna, anybody who does service, more stuff comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is, the more stuff comes up, the more pain.
Yeah.
It's like
going.
When you use a pot, and you cook the pot, and after that you cook it for something else, you've got to clean. So the more stuff comes up.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, Krishna consciousness. And it's for our betterment.
Yeah. Anyway, let's not continue. Prabhupada ki! Any questions or comments? Because now it's become like conversation. But anybody has any questions or comments about the processes? Mm-hmm. So we should be enthusiastic. a number of us, it's very easy to be enthusiastic.
The offering is still very beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how does one, well, you know, I don't, somebody dances better than me. Somebody sings better than me. Somebody does. One thing that happens in the temple, nobody's going to laugh at you if you dance even in, as best you can. Nobody's going to laugh at you. Everything that happened before, it's not going to happen. It won't. So, I don't know, some of you may know my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, and he was dancing like anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he said one time when he came to ISKCON, Princeton University graduate, huh? And these people are dancing, he was just standing, he's a scholar. He doesn't want to be part of it. And he just, so then he said one time, he thought, so you're just going to be staring at the walls while everybody's dancing, just thinking for himself, his mind. Hmm? You know that in the spiritual world is a big party, so why aren't you part of it? So that changed his mind, and he started dancing. And I mean, he really danced. Dance, Rathiatra. Hmm? He would dance so much, his clothes would be soaked with sweat up to his knees. I'm not kidding you.
Drenched.
Sweat. The whole bag of clothes are sticking to him, sweat. And he had this little drum that he was playing, a little wide, and he would hit as hard as possible. Sometimes he broke the drum. Yeah, you know. This enthusiasm. So nobody is stopping us from being enthusiastic. Endeavor with confidence, be patient, act according to regulated principles, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Hear. So your Baba said, that's the most important. How can you be guided if you don't hear? The guidance comes from hearing. So you gotta hear. And then chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So wherever we're walking, chant the holy name of the Lord. And I know the life that we live, sometimes other songs come into our head, and that song is not a Krishna conscious song. Now, intelligence is always there. So if a song comes to our head and it's some song, the mode of passion or whatever it is, our minds will in fact pull us, say, wait a minute, you're singing a song that is not Krishna conscious. You change it. Change it. And start singing a song that's Krishna conscious. Sometimes it happens to me, some Kami song that I remember from a long time ago comes to my head. You can't control your mind. Comes to my head. Then start singing. The tune is so nice, I don't want to stop singing because of the tune. So what do? I use Krishna, the same Hare Krishna, with the same tune. So I change it to Hare Krishna so that I can sing with that same tune, because actually the tune that I like. You don't sing that way. First time I said this in Baltimore, Krishna Prasad agreed with me immediately. I said, I do that too. I said, yeah, I really do that. So the songs come, then the tune, they change the tune and put Krishna. Because Hare Krishna, it fits so easily.
It's
a four sets of four, 16 syllables. It fits everything.
Songs, yes.
You can sing easily. Just try it. You don't have to be a good musician, because it's what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Yeah.
Hare Ram, Hare. That's why you can clap easily to it also. Just try it. The tune comes, you can't get it out of your mind, put Krishna words to it. And sing like that. That way, your mind is back in Krishna. Then you remember Krishna. So, that's one way to do it. Chanting, remembering Krishna, and praying. Let's pray. But we don't pray for material things though. We pray to serve Krishna. Sometimes, we're told this, but an elephant eats tons of food every day in the forest. They don't go hungry. So if the same Krishna can feed these large animals the quantities of food and keep them satisfied, what makes us think that he's not going to feed us? This is the only reason that Srila Prabhupada made a comment about the Lord's Prayer. And I'm talking about the Christian Lord's Prayer. Because there's one part of it that says, give us today our daily bread. And Srila Prabhupada said, that is not necessary. It's not necessary, not because he's criticizing Jesus, Jesus did some things he did because of the mentality of the people that he was dealing with. If he tells you sing the Lord's Prayer and say the Lord's Prayer, and he doesn't put this request in there, people will find a way to say it anyway. So some of the things out of his mercy, he allowed it. See, Papa is in the same thing too. We're supposed to stand 64 rounds, remember? Do we do 64 rounds? No. Yeah, sometimes they give us a break like that because of our mentality and things we do. So he did a lot of that. Jesus did a whole lot of that. A whole lot of that. So, but Srila Prabhupada is preaching at a transcendental level. Don't ask God for bread. Don't. That's on those who are at best going to the heavenly planets. They're not leaving the material world. We ask Lord Shiva, we ask Lord Ganesh, all for transcendental service. The best of the Vaishnava is Lord Shiva. And if you ask Lord Shiva for material things, he doesn't like it. We know he gives, but we don't realize he doesn't like it. Because if he gives material things and we just indulge in sense gratification from the material things, he knows we're not leaving this world. We're not going to leave this material. We're going to come back. But as soon as any devotee does something spiritual, look like the Pratitas, the princes, the sons of King Pachinabahi, when they left, and they had so much wealth, when they left the kingdom and they decided, I think it was 13 of them, 12 or 13 of them, to go into the forest to a lake, water, body of water, and they're going to perform tapasya, just spend time focusing on the Supreme Personality of Godhead fully. When they made that decision, they had all the wealth in the world that they wanted, and they still left for that period of time. Lord Shiva found out they were going to do that. Before they got there, Lord Shiva appeared to them. He appeared to them and gave them, he says, I know what you're going to do, and I'm very pleased with you. Here's a prayer that I'd like you to say. So he taught them a prayer. And I had it in my computer for a while. I don't know where it is now.
Yeah,
beautiful prayer. Yeah. Well, part of it, you know some of it? In the middle of it, he describes Krishna, his beauty, from the top. Oh, it's a beautiful prayer. I'm going to try to find it again, because I had it. That the practitioners should say when they were there. And when they did, after a while, they met Lord Vishnu also. They came back. They were already in bliss. The Lord gave them more wealth, and the Lord gave them better health. They did not get old. He took old age from them. He took disease from them. You get that from Lord Shiva? You can't even ask, you can't get that. Krishna can give you far more. Everything Lord Shiva gives is from Krishna anyway. So if you focus on Krishna, some people say, oh, well, you focus on Krishna and then, you know, you don't get wealthy. And Krishna gives wealth. He does give wealth, but not for sense gratification. That's the difference. If you want to do something big in service, and you plan, and you're serious about it, Krishna is in your heart, no? Paramatma, he knows. If you're really honest, you want to go about something big for the society, Krishna will give you the means to do it. But Krishna already knows that if we get a lot of money, we might indulge in sense gratification. Then he won't give. Because sense gratification means we're going to stay here. We're not going to go back where there's real eternal party in the spiritual world. And that's where he wants us to go. That's why it cuts off. And other thing is, sometimes we face challenges. But the challenges are to teach us lessons, though, so that we grow spiritually. Sometimes they're lessons for ourselves, and sometimes they're lessons for somebody else. When they get in that situation, you would be there to advise them because you've seen it before. So sometimes it's for us, sometimes it's to help other people also. Because Krishna knows, if you submit yourself fully to her, I mean, Mother Malati, she was so dedicated, but she also faced challenges. She even came down with AIDS. How many people know this? Maya pulled her away, and then she got into this mess and contracted the disease, but then Srila Prabhupada spoke to her.
And you
were there. And asked her to come back. And she's still living to this day.
Actually, when she said that, when Prabhupada called her to come
Mm-hmm. It was the Murti, see, Baba Murti they spoke to.
The that's Murti that you see in New Vrindavan temple, right?
Not yeah, where the golden.
There are quite a few pastimes of the Murti speaking.
Not the palace of gold. The actual temple.
Temple. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that one. Murti spoke to her.
She come was living in New Vrindavan.
I wanted to come back, and she said, where is this voice coming from? And it was she was supposed, this was, I think, 80s.
Okay.
She was supposed to die.
Yeah. So at that time, the East was a real
thing. She's still living up until now.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something else. She was supposed to die before 1990. Mm. 2017, to still alive.
Did Papa protect her?
Papa protected her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we are in the right place. Just, it's a question of taking it seriously. We're in the right place. The devotees are the most fortunate people in the whole world. And the whole world doesn't realize that the Buddhists are the most fortunate people. That's their problem, not ours. And there's so much mercy we have also. Whenever this closes, we can stop. There's so much mercy that we can give. Yeah. Oh, I'm waiting for the closing. Oh, you're thinking that when I stop thinking, no, I'm waiting. Okay, I'm glad we have this conversation so we can have to close it out. Yeah. Spread the mercy, though. Spread the mercy. Please spread the mercy. When Krishna is very pleased when you spread his mercy, especially the easiest way is to give prasadam.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way. And it doesn't have to be elaborate prasadam. Any snack, just give. Just give. Because any living entity you give any prasadam to, they start their spiritual life. The next one, they're going to take birth definitely in the human body. That's one thing prasadam does. Nobody goes in the animal body with prasadam. You go in the human body. You come back in the human body. Even entities who are non-human now, if they taste prasadam, they come back next life in the human body. It doesn't matter where they're at. It could be an insect. They still will come back from that directly to the human body. So, you know, we eat prasadam, we just overstuff prasadam, day in, day out, we eat prasadam. All of these entities, not getting anything. So give a little out. Literally, just deliberately. Put it out. Put something out on the wayside, the ants will get to it. So everything that every entity that gets to it, they will have, the birds will get to it. Then they get born next life as a human. And also start with wisdom. And Krishna, everything, and then this goes in your favor for doing that. It goes in your favor. Everything that you do that pleases Krishna, you get to be a better devotee. And Krishna will help you to all the challenges you have, regulate the principles, I'm struggling with all that. But if you serve more, Krishna helps you out of that situation. Then you get that much faster the opportunity to go back to the spiritual world. Because there's an eternal party going on. My Guru Maharaj says, it's an eternal romance and eternal party going on. He says both. Yeah. You finish one and you start another one. Finish one and start another one. The work that is done in the spiritual world is how to prepare the party. That's all they do.
Party after party.
Party after the next party after the next party after the next party. That's what they do. So we've forgotten how wonderful it is. Shri Prabhupada ki
jai,
Vaishnava Thakur ki
jai,
Nitai Gaura Premanande
Hari.
Sorry, but I took too much time, but I know you, so I just kept going. Talking and conversation. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada's mercy. All glory to Shri Prabhupada.
Okay.